Colonial Symbols and Society, CSS, today with Christina and Annika. Hey everyone, today we want to talk about another problematic symbol, which is still used in many social contexts. We say the word because of its racist meaning only one time, so everyone knows what we are talking about. It's the German word Moor. The English meaning is the racist expression N-word. But the translation isn't quite equivalent to the German M-word, since it has specific semantic implications. But don't be afraid. We will discover all its shades and issues together in this podcast.
So just recently, I came across this issue in my hometown, Zurich, in Switzerland. In the old town, there are several houses with the M-word in their names or in paintings. Until 2 years ago, we also had a cafe with the M-word in its name, named after a candy that is very popular in Switzerland and whose name is also heavily debated. There were several voices demanding the removal of these house names, and the city decided to remove two of them. But 2 weeks ago, it was announced that the names will not be removed, but simply concealed. And even this won't happen in the near future, because the houses are protected as historical monuments. The city asked for a building permit, which can still be objected. And for the time being, there are panels with information placed next to it, with a QR code that leads to a website with more information. How is the situation in Germany?
In Germany, we also still find many streets with the M-word inside. I live in Cologne, and there's a pharmacy in Braunsfeld, which uses the designation in its title. And pharmacies still use the M-word because they think it would recur on the Holy Mauritius. But Cologne isn't the only city in Germany still reproducing these colonial stereotypes. In Berlin, or especially in Halle, we see many streets named after the racist word. In Halle, which is part of the German region Saxony-Anhalt, there are some discussions about figures and symbols referring to the racist views of the word, beginning with the M. But still many people don't want to remove it because they argue that it would efface history. Nevertheless, there are some students who put on debates about post-colonial and racist issues concerning these symbols in the city of Halle. And what do you think is especially problematic with these issues?
Well, these descriptions and illustrations originated in colonial times, when racist categorizations were generally accepted. Today, relics of this racist language still exist and are visible in the public space. The problem is that such objects perpetuate and confirm racist imaginations. Because language and images don't just depict our reality, they also influence and create it. So discriminating illustrations promote discriminating behavior, or at least normalize it. And that's why more and more people demand the removal of such signs in the public space. Opponents of these demands argue with tradition or with the reference to the Holy Mauritius, like you already mentioned. They claim that such names do not originate in colonial times and have no racist connotation.
And so how should we deal with such issues?
In many cities, there are no official guidelines for dealing with discriminating objects and no official inventory of racist depictions or colonial relics. This is also the case in Zurich. That's why the city charged a project team with the task of investigating the situation and proposing solutions. This happened in 2020, after the demands became stronger in the wake of the Black Lives Matter movement. This project group presented three different approaches. Firstly, the removal of objects with a clear racist connotation. Secondly, a refurbishment of objects that cannot be removed. And finally, a contextualization of objects that do not have a direct racist connection, but implications if put in a larger context. The appropriate procedure should be evaluated for each individual object. In the case of the house names in Zurich, the team strongly suggested the first procedure, because a contextualization could not break the discriminatory effect. But the city decided not to remove the names, even though there is no objection from the monument protection authorities. So, how is the handling concerning the word among researchers?
I think the scientific views on the topic around the M-word differ very much. The historian Ulrich van der Heyden claims that African people in Germany wouldn't care about figures, symbols or names with a racist background. Also, he uses the argument of erasing or effacing the history if streets or pharmacies would be renamed. Streets like the ones beginning with the M word would be given another name, he explains. One should also consider to rename Konrad Adenauer streets because Adenauer took part in the German colonial society. In contrast to that, the historian Rebecca Habermas shows another point of view. She thinks the most important thing about the debate is that there is a debate, that people talk about the colonial past. She believes that statues or other figures should not be automatically erased, but that an explanation regarding the racist and colonial past of the objects is needed. Susanne Arndt, a cultural scientist, goes one step further. In her opinion, everyone needs to know about the racist meaning of the M-word, and even the story of a holy Mauritius is a myth because he worked and healed only white people. And that is the reason why white people worship him in countries like Germany. As well, many German books, like the Struwwelpeter, represent stereotypes on people of color, so she reasons to stop using the M-word in every possible way because of the discriminatory practices and backgrounds of the word. So I really see her point. You should read her article in the Berliner Zeitung.
So now we have discovered many shades and problematic things about the M-word. What do our listeners think? Should symbols, figures or names with the M-word be erased? Tell us your opinion in the comments. Until next time.